This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, May 25. Community is the little things. A reading comes from 1 Kings chapter 19. And the word of the Lord came to him. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Eli has enjoyed some big moments in his life. He's part of a close-knit family, a good church and youth group, and a meaningful group of friends. His family homesteads on the Colorado Plains, and he recently visited Africa on a mission trip. But when he thinks of community, Eli thinks of the little things that his closest friends do together. He thinks of watching movies, working on cars, and talking about football. In those little moments of life, Eli finds comfort, safety, and a feeling of connectedness that are very important to him. God is present in big things, and God is also present in the small, mundane, and quiet things of life. God does huge miracles, saves countless people, and heals debilitating diseases. God also watches over us in our weakest times and knows the minute details of our lives. God is present in the whispers of our lives when it seems as if no one is there and nothing matters. Community is similar. It isn't just present in the big and life-changing moments. It isn't just present in huge groups. It is present in the quiet little things of life too. Sometimes we aren't even looking for it, and it just shows up. It's present in quiet conversations over coffee, in small game nights, in family meals, or in a garage as friends work on a car. What small moments do you find community in? Maybe when you look for community in those situations, you'll see it all around you. Pray with me. Lord, help us to notice the small moments of community we can have with others and with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.